And keep your ears open over the next couple of days, because a gaggle of GOP 2016 presidential hopefuls will try to rally the party's attention at the Conservative Political Action Conference, more commonly known as CPAC. It's the annual political conference that usually attracts the most dedicated conservative activists from around the country, and it's a chance for potential presidential candidates to strut their stuff and hopefully win over some hearts. Don Gagne, NPR national political correspondent, is just outside the conference's main ballroom. Don, thanks for joining us.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks.
So first of all, Don, just remind us, what makes CPAC such a big deal?
Well, start with 10,000 conservative activists, of all stripes. You've got traditional conservative Republicans. You've got fiscal hawks. You've got libertarians. You've got defense hawks. You've got evangelicals. And you have a lot of college kids who come in for this. It's a big deal. It's a little bit like Disneyland for conservatives, and it happens every year, and they show up in these huge numbers, even though, you know, it's snowing today and this is not the best time of year in D.C.
So a lot of action, a lot of speeches, but you also went to some interesting breakout sessions this morning. Tell us about that.
Right. The big speeches are in the giant ballroom, but they have all these smaller rooms, and there are these smaller sessions that are taking place. And the one I just went to, get this, I'll just read the title to you. Yes, we won in 2014, but still fail on the ground and online. So if that's not enough, here's the subhead of that session I was just at. Why we'll lose in 2016 and deserve to. So that got my attention.
Absolutely. And so what did they talk about in the breakout session?
They're not talking about, you know, policies. Are we too conservative? Are we too this? Are we too that? Everybody here believes in their ideas, and they think the more conservative the candidate, the better that person is going to have a chance. So it wasn't about that, but it was a very stark reminder of how great the Obama administration or the Obama ground game was and high-tech game was during the last two elections, and how Republicans just couldn't even begin to compete. They learned a lot. They went to school on the Obama tech people and put some of those things to use in 2014, but they were very candid and said they got about half as far as they needed to get in terms of making progress. And the shout out to the, you know, 100 people or so who showed up for that breakout session when they came in was, welcome pessimists. And the point that was driven home is they need to get organized now. You can't wait till you have a nominee in the, you know, spring or summer of next year.
Right. So that brings us right to what really takes center stage at CPAC, and that is speeches and discussions about 2016 and presidential candidates. So let's talk about some of them, particularly the ones at this early stage who are seen as serious contenders, starting with, of course, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, Don.
Right. It's way too early to call him a front runner. I mean, he's raising in a lot of money, and he's clearly hiring good people and getting an organization in place. But he's not a candidate yet, though everybody thinks that's a mere formality. But here's the deal: Jeb Bush has spoken at CPAC in the past, but he's never been here with people looking at him, sizing him up, and judging him like they will at this year's event. The challenge for Jeb Bush is to come across as smart, come across as informed, come across as capable, say things that this group wants to hear and convince him that he is a conservative, but he can't pander. He cannot pander.
Interesting. So there are also a couple of senators that you'll be watching out for. Marco Rubio from Florida and Rand Paul from Kentucky, who has been very popular at CPAC in the past. And then there's, of course, Ted Cruz from Texas. I mean, will their approaches be any different?
I think in some ways they come in here as perennial favorites for this crowd, right? But they're all guys who have not gotten a lot of buzz going in this very, very early, you know, stage of the 2016 primary contest. So I think it's a chance for them to say, this is where it begins, and to really have people get fired up about them.
And Don, before I let you go, I've got to ask, the subtitle of that breakout session you went to, notwithstanding, you mentioned that people were saying, welcome pessimists, but is that really how conservatives are feeling at CPAC of all places?
Well, I think I need to reinforce that that is said with, you know, tongue in cheek to some degree. I mean, it was a warning, but if you go up and down the aisles here, they know that it's going to be a tough battle next year. They think Hillary Clinton is going to be the Democrat, and they think that she's formidable and will be difficult to beat, but they think they can win. And the key, you know, anybody here will tell you, is coming up with the right conservative candidate, a real conservative.
Don Gagne, NPR national political correspondent, speaking with us from CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference. Don, thanks so much.
Oh, I'm glad to be here.